Yeah, it's pretty interesting. You go to Heisman Watch today, and number one would be that quarterback from College Station. With
you mean the one who Frito from Candy is wearing his jersey today?
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Representing.
Okay.
Wow, really, Kat?
Yeah. What?
Representing.
He has nothing.
Obviously, you've never lived in Waco or Navasota.
He has nothing but first and second place votes. He is the only one who has nothing but first and second place votes. That's pretty significant.
Yes, it is.
He has 10 first place votes. The next closest is that Monty put a tie on guy from Notre Dame with
Manti Te'o.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh,
Monty
my
put
gosh.
A tie on.
Yeah.
He has 3 first place votes. Okay.
Well, the Golden Domers are on the cover of Sports Illustrated, which does not bode well against USC.
Yeah.
That's like the curse of all curses.
So, I mean, it looks rather promising, at least right now. We'll see what happens. It's, you know, I guess by Saturday night, when that Notre Dame-USC game is over, should pretty well know.
Unless, I've heard if Manziel has a pedestrian game, it could be bad. If he has a bad game, it's not, he'll lose it.
Yeah, well. Okay, waiting on him to have his first bad game. He's had games that weren't that good, but, you know, not a bad game.
Kind of like our show.
Yeah, right.
We haven't had any bad shows. We have some that aren't that good.
We have some that the Smithsonian hasn't called for yet, but sure they will.
Some that
some
are
point.
Not listener requested.
Yeah, something like that. So, yeah, you know, we're not working tomorrow. There are a lot of people who aren't working today, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's deader than a doornail out there.
Yeah, because I'm looking at traffic.
What are you boys thankful for? Or should we talk about that later?
Inside work with no heavy lifting.
That is a good thing to be
thankful
for.
Yeah, it is. Really is. I mean, that's for sure. It's great place to work. Get to ride an elevator to work, and yeah, can't beat that. That and I don't have to go see Billy Ray Cyrus play in the production of Chicago that's in New York.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
really?
Is that scary or what?
I saw Tom Wopat in that.
Did you?
And it was actually really good, but I don't see Billy Ray doing it.
Yep, absolutely. So we'll see how that works out for him. Billy Ray Cyrus on Broadway. Boy, if you'd have thought that 20 years ago. That's scary.
It does make you pause a bit.
Yeah,
times they are a-changing.
I guess. All right, so let's see. You know, everybody's out of town. The big news is the pardon the turkey thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Saw that.
This is so stupid. Of course,
you know who started it?
No, who started
JFK.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay, pardon the turkey. I guess somebody, some handler went to him and said, Mr. President, this look really good if you pardon the turkey.
PETA doesn't like it.
Well, you know, here's the deal about PETA.
Well, do they feel like it's patronizing, or what's the deal?
Yes, that's exactly what they think it is.
Well, you know, here's the deal. PETA, if we didn't have, like, cages at the zoo, there's a whole bunch of animals that would eat each one another before the... What?
Did you get that email I sent you about the drunk Australian who rode on Fatso the alligator?
Oh, I did. What? Tell me about that.
Oh, well, he survived, but he basically got really, really drunk, left
Golly,
the pub.
An Australian
he decided
drunk.
To climb down into this zoo thing and get on top of Fatso.
Like a zoo pit, yeah.
And anyway, then the next thing they know, he showed back up at the pub, and he's got chunks of flesh hanging off of his legs.
Oh, very nice, yeah.
Anyway, and then I don't know the quote, but it was something pretty funny from the zookeeper that was like, well, you know, he...
What do you want, right?
No, he survived, but we're just lucky that it was cold weather and Fatso was a little bit more sluggish than usual.
Oh, he's sluggish, yeah. Well, again, I mean, ask the people at PETA. Would you like to go and open all the cages at the zoo and tell me what the death count's going to be by the end of the night? I mean, you know?
No, you remember when somebody killed himself and let all those animals free, like, last year?
Yeah.
I mean, running all over Texas or
animals
Ohio.
Animals kill each other. PETA somehow must think that, what, they'd all get along? Speaking of pardoning, this is kind of interesting. Presidential pardons. From President Obama, rather hard to come by.
Really?
I mean, yeah, he'll pardon the turkey, but recent presidents have barely used their clemency powers. Obama is more frugal than any of them. He has granted 22 pardons and commuted one sentence. A political scientist notes that no president has been this tough on pardons since John Adams. Obama has pardoned one in 290 requests. George W. Bush, one in 55 requests. Bill Clinton, one in 16 requests. Daddy Bush, one in 19 requests. And Ronald Reagan, little Ronnie, one pardon in 8.
Maybe the president has more important things on his mind.
That's right. He's got a golf game he's got to go play. He doesn't have time to be doing that kind of stuff.
Well, I was thinking more along the lines of, you know, his friends aren't felons. Pardonable offenses.
I'm with Scott. I was thinking he was more concerned about mulligans than pardons.
Yeah. So when members of Congress and the president start doing this, whatever they're going to do to avoid us going over the fiscal cliff or whatever, federal employees are just wanting you to know that they don't want to be a part of that. They don't want any major cuts.
Of course they don't.
Yeah. An organization representing multiple federal employee groups has written a letter to Congress asking that, well, their numbers be spared. I mean, go ahead and hit those other folks, but not them, okay? Them, because they're special. Remember that. So how do you feel about this? Officials in the state of Illinois are apparently following the lead of some other states, and they are going to start issuing driver licenses to illegal immigrants. Driver licenses to illegal immigrants. Democrats.
Really?
Yep. Well, here's, and again, see, once you get started and you hear the mantra, it makes sense because it's either all about the children or it's all about safety, right? So they figure this will help with safety. Pat Quinn, the governor, has told reporters, quote, this is a safety issue. It is a safety issue. It impacts every driver in Illinois. We should join together to take swift action to save lives, making sure all motorists, regardless of their background, are licensed and insured. That will drive economic growth and ease the financial burden on all Illinois motorists. What a great quote.
Well, wouldn't that be an easy way to find who was illegal and who wasn't?
Well, every governor should do that quote and just plug his state in. I mean, listen to those action words. Safety issue impacts every driver. Join together. Take swift action. Save lives.
Well, what I have to say is grammatically, he should have said it will have an impact on every driver because impacting is constipation.
By golly, it's going to impact.
That's what people use. Yeah, I was really impacted. That means you're constipated. Yeah. Look it up in the dictionary if you don't believe me. That's just my little 2 cents.
No true words about a politician have ever been spoken.
Yeah, really. Yeah,
ever.
Yeah.
Isn't that ironic?
Yeah, politician and constipated. That's good. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, we'll see. We'll see how all that works out. But and you know, I mean, granted, some of them might have kind of sketchy backgrounds. They may be, maybe they've had some brushes with the law, but you know that as soon as they get that driver license, they're going right to the insurance office. I mean, you know they're going to be fully insured, don't you?
After they rob, never mind.
Well, they're going to do the right thing. They're going to go and get that insurance so that
I get insurance on welfare?